Good Tuesday morning and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
The New York Times' Mae Haberman and Glenn Thresh are reporting that Steve Bannon is in limbo as President Donald Trump is facing a growing number of calls for his ouster. The two report that Rupert Murdoch has urged Trump to fire Bannon. So far, no decisions have been made, and it feels a little bit like a Friday night in August type of departure if it happens. For what it's worth, Anthony Scaramucci told Stephen Colbert last night, "If it were up to me, Bannon will be gone." Speaking of Bannon, Josh Green is joining CNN as a political analyst. He'll remain at Bloomberg Businessweek.
The big news of the day continues to be the fallout from the Charlottesville incident. Our own Ileana Johnson reports that Stephen Miller, a top Trump aide who's close to Stephen Bannon, had a hand in writing Trump's Monday remarks where he denounced Nazis. Trump tweeted, "The fake news media will never be satisfied with what Trump says and that we are, quote, truly bad people."
Dan Diamond reports on three executives from Merck, Intel, and Under Armour, who are all stepping down from White House councils in the wake of Charlottesville. And Ian Colgren reports that AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka hinted Monday that he too may resign from the Manufacturing Council. Trump seems to love nothing more than meeting with CEOs at the White House. He's had more public meetings and roundtables with executives from different industries than President Barack Obama or President George W. Bush. But if he gets too close to controversial issues, these CEOs will be just the first of many who will decide to skip a photo op or appointment to what are largely ceremonial positions.
On the world stage, Reuters is reporting that Iran could quit the nuclear deal if the U.S. imposes new sanctions. The Alabama special election is tonight, and Senator Luther Strange, endorsed by Donald Trump, is only expected to get in second place in advance to a runoff. Not great for a candidate supported by the President of the United States. Dana Bash is getting a GW Alumni Award this fall. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.